In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we started before in our program of approaches, today we will continue approaching others to deliver the message of salvation. The last time we told you that we need to have a personal relationship with anybody to help him to know the Lord or to start reading the Bible. And this kind of face-to-face or direct personal relationship is very much needed, not only the meetings and the sermons and other activities of the church. The second step in approaching any man, especially if he is not a believer, we need to establish a common ground, what we call bridge building, that we need not to jump to the conclusion of Lord Jesus Christ is the real God, or no, you need to go step by step and just build up the bridge in a minute by minute way. You know, the outcome will be better communication. We need better communication with anybody so we can help him to accept our belief. Our Lord was not only telling the message, he was always listening to any message coming from others. So we need to learn how to listen. We need this kind of active listening, because by listening to others we can see clearly what's going inside their heart, and we can diagnose specifically what kind of person he is, what kind of life he lives, and what kind of ideas he gets. So by doing this, I can help him to put him on the right way. So the first step is to hear him, not only to talk. Also, we should show some care. We need to express our readiness to help. We really care, we love, and this, as we said before, we need to pray. Even while listening to others, we need to pray so God may help us to open the closed door. You know, just think always that people are not just a project of missionary work. No, they are men, they are human beings, they are God's image. They are people to be loved, to be cared for, not only to accept the message. So don't take it like a project and you need to approach and you feel successful if you do it. Also, just use what they call sensitivity mixed with grace, that you should be sensitive to other feelings, to other words, and sensitive to their eyes, to their expressions, and with the grace of God, you can see clearly which route you can go in. As you know, with the Samaritan woman, which is usually the best style of missionary of or personal evangelism, face-to-face evangelism, you can see that the Lord started by asking her. He made a request from her, and this helped her to feel that she is good, she is fine, as far as this kind Jewish man asking from her to get some water, it will help her to feel confident. And this feeling was the start of opening the discussion. If he just started telling her the message, I don't think she was ready to listen or accept any message. You know, he demolished the social, religious, and racial political barriers. He did not consider man-women differences, Jewish areas or Samaritan areas differences, the rich-poor differences. He just ignored all of this. He spoke easily with her, and this helped her a lot to listen to him carefully and to accept his message. You know, you can use this kind of requesting from others or asking some question to start the discussion, but make sure that what you ask for is very simple and the guy can give it to you, so it will help him to feel better by giving whatever to you, and this kind of start is usually accepted by all. And Jesus, you know, made her anxious to listen. When he started speaking about the living water, she was anxious to know what kind of water he's talking about. She knew what is the classic water, the usual water, and he asked for this kind of water. And then he told her that he might give her his water, the living water. And she started to ask him back, what kind of living water? How can you get this kind of water? Are you better than our forefather Jacob? So the discussion went ahead. You know, any friendship must be a two-way street of mutual give and take. You cannot make a healthy relationship between two if one is always speaking and the other is always listening, or somebody always giving and the other one is taking. They should exchange their situations, and that's exactly what happened between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Samaritan woman. And you know, we need to practice this and listen, to listen carefully, and then answer and ask and listen again, and you are focusing on the subject, you are using the nonverbal communication by your smiling face, by your kind eye look, so you can help others to open up their hearts and you can deliver the message. You know, it happened also our Lord with the rich ruler. He said, Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one. So the Lord answered the question with a question. So this kind of dialogue is very essential to start better bridging up the relationship. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a skillful professor at asking effective questions. So we need to know how to ask the best question to the guy. We need to focus on him to help him know the truth. He drew people out with questions and listened to their answers. And by this way of answering, questioning, dialogue, you can build up the relation and help them to accept the truth. You know, last step in this is to give them the message. Don't start by telling everything from the start. People cannot accept the religious matters easily. And you know, most of the people around, they do not actually think of this. They do not need to talk about God or afterlife or the goal of life. They usually consider this kind of philosophy or, you know, nonsense talk. So you cannot start by this. You just start in any other way and you go step by step to deliver the message. Again, we need to remind ourselves that we need the power of God, the grace of God. We need to pray before opening the discussion of anybody, and you can easily touch the grace of God while talking to anybody just to deliver the message of salvation. Glory to God. Amen.